Good morning to you all. I hope you can hear me. What we're going to do today, Leregel, the Siyum of Masechtas Yevamos, even though normally we go back to the last Blot Yevamos, and there's a very important sugi there, but I think once the Olam has made and participated, and I'm sure many of you listening were at the Siyum, there's kind of a segira of the mindset on one of the most difficult sugis in Shas. I just want to say, if I can, again, yashar koach to all the organizers of this incredible program for being garm thousands of people to learn Torah B'Iyun. So I'm going to give a brief introduction today to Masechtas Ksubos, and see if we can start one of the sugis in Daf Beis and perhaps come back to revisit it, Mirtz Shem, next Sunday, which is Erev Rosh Hashanah. So what better day to greet the Melech with the most important mitzvah of all, which is Talmud Torah. So Ksubos is called Shas Katan. The reason it's called Shas Katan is because there are numerous sugis in Ksubos that are not necessarily related directly to what you would think is the obligation of a Baal Leisha as codified in the Ksuba and reverse. In the first parak of Ksubos, there are major sugyas which have implications shas-wide, and we'll just mention them. I'm sure everyone who's listening here has at one point in his life, whether it is in Yeshiva Masifta, Yeshiva Gedela, had a interaction with Masechtas Ksubos, but Masechtas Ksubos just in the first parak has the sugyas of, before we get to Daf Ches, have the sugyas of Oynes, Avelis, several important major sugyas in Hilchos Davar Shem Mitzchav, which is Negei both Shabbos and Lechol Torah Kula, including Sasek and the Kalkol, very complicated sugyas. And then there's the sugya of Mitoich, which is a Yanta related sugya. And finally, Brichas Chasan. All this, before you get to Daf Tes, it really is the counterpart to Daf Beis. So it'll be interesting to see how the Olam is able to be collate as many ideas in this Shas Katan as possible in the next few weeks, including over Yantif. But this is the incredible beauty of this Mizgeret. And Masechtas Ksubos fits perfectly into Mizgeret of Daf Shavua because you get to learn the core sugyas in a way which Elam is perhaps a bit more familiar with than the sugyas of Chamuris and Yevamos. At the same time, we cover numerous ideas. So what we're going to do today is first try to introduce the link between the major sugya as explained in the first Mishnah of Ksubos and Daf Tes. The reason I'm doing this is because it's going to take 9 weeks till the Olam gets to 9 weeks till the Olam gets to excuse me a second, Rabbi Yitzchak. Here are some of Rabbi Weiss's tshuvos, if you'd like to take a look at them. I'm going to go over them Mirtz Shem 11, sorry, Rabbi Sai. So it's going to be 9 weeks till you get to Daf Tes. So what I'm going to do is spend just a few minutes learning the central question here in Daf Beis, and please be chaykit it in your zikarain, so when we get to Daf Tes, you'll understand the link between Daf Beis and Daf Tes. So the Mishnah tells us that a Basul is Nisazim or V, in case the Baal has Tainus Basul. It says Rashi, Yuriya Maskol, B'sheini B'chamishi. First Rashi says that the existence of the Besna is one of the Tainus Ezra. Rashi goes here very slowly, Rashi in the bend, and is very nice to us in order to understand that we're just beginning here. And Rashi says, what's the Yisayid? Well, we want him to come to Bezdin. He's going to come, he will cool off, and therefore he'll let it go. So what's wrong with that? Problem is, Shem he zinsa tachtav, benesra olav. Maybe since the process of marriage in the time of Chazal was a gap between the Arisin and the Suin. Maybe she was Zinsa Mishinis Arisa, as the Pasuk says, Ministera Vinitma. And therefore she's Usher. So this is not a issue where he can be Michael. He's Usher, she's Usher. So there are various prongs in this kasha. In this Rashi, first Rashi tells us what the problem is, and Rashi tells us what the possible solution is. It says Taisvis, Shemai Le Tainis Besulim, ask Taisvis, one of the central kashas in the Sugya. Im Taimar, Hotinech Eshes Kain of Klusimi Bashalosh Delek Elachad Sveika. What does that mean? So the first sugis, the first pair in Ksubis, one of the reasons it's called Shas Katan is because there are numerous concepts of Chazaka, Roiv, and Sveikais, which are Nizbar in Masechtas Ksubis. One of the concepts is that if you have a Suffolk, how do you paskin this? How is it Nizbar through a Chazaka and a Roiv? And there is also a Svek Sveika. Asks Taisus Akasha, the site of the possible Isser here is, we have a Suffolk. We don't know if it was Zinza Tachtov. Says Taisus, this works, Le Esoyer, Le Isura, if she's a Eshes Kain, Shenansa, Eshes Kain that was Ne'enas, is a Surla Baila, or Pchusmi Bashalaish, this will be explained in the Gemara later. Avo Bashar Noshim, the Ika Suffolk Sveka, why do we need this entire structure? The Svek Sveika. And the Svek Sveika in Hilchais Birurim of questions is Lehetera. That's what a Svek Sveika is. So Rabbeinu Tzadok says, okay, you have a good kasha. I can't tell you Svek Sveika doesn't work because this is an established principle in Hilchais Chazakais. But here, in Achinami, you're right. Since there are reasons le'esayer le'gabe a subclass of the nashim le'pluga banav b'tekanta mishumeshes kaim b'plusim agim will tip to b'chal nashim shiuvayu v'yayim dalit. This is Rabbeinu Tam's kasha, and as you can imagine, not all the Rishonim would necessarily be comfortable with this. And then Taisus goes back to revisit Rashi. B'kuntres pirish. This is the problem. So Taisus then says that can't be because it's Gemara and Daf Tes. I don't know if it's possible, but if we get the Gemara and Daf Tes off, I don't know if it's, I think it may be in this Kuntres, but maybe not. Let's see. No. Let's see how it goes to Daf Hey. So I'm going to go through the Gemara and Daf Tes with you because it's impossible to learn the first Amud in Ksubas Daf Beis and just say, okay, we're referencing forward the sugis in Daf Tes. There really has to be some Havana, the basic structure there, and then we can go back to do it slowly. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Lazar, one of the more well-known Maimara Machas, Aimer Pesach Ptuch Masasi Nem and La Isra Allah. If a Baal says there was a Pesach Masuach, and now this is Suffolk, we don't know if she's mutter to him, because as we saw, maybe Zinsa Tachtav. I'm the Gemara and Daf Tes with Aleph. Taisus is quoting it, but I'm going to read you the Lashon of the Gemara and Daf Tes, because obviously much better to see the Gemara. If my screen share isn't get me Daf Tes, I'll tell you if good. If not, let's listen. So the Gemara says, "V'amai svek svekahu, suffik tachtav, suffik ein tachtav." We don't know chronologically when this nus happened. This woman is, we don't know what she's claiming here now, but he claimed that she was not a psula. So all we know is that under his taina, she is not necessarily entitled to his ksuba, and more than that, Neman lo Israelov, because maybe she was Mizane Tachtav Achara Eris. Says the Gemara, why? There is this Svek Sveka. What's the Svek Sveka? There you go. Safek Tachtov, Safek Ein Tachtov. Maybe it happened, this incident which deprived her from the Psulim happened after the Erisin, or not, maybe it would happen before. So what is the reason why the Gemara says Nemo Yisrael, says Rashi on the Ben, he's the only person who's testifying here, because we haven't heard what she says yet. He's Neman to say she was not a psul, and therefore she was Mizana, and she is Usur. And Rashi says clearly this is not Lafsidik Subasa, it's not Lina Tanya Stamin, which we were going to wait until the Sugis and Daf test. Right now we're focusing on one question only, and that is the side of the Taina of Neman Lo Isra and Svek Sveka. Ask Marakasha, why is she Usur? It's after all a Svek Sveka, Safak Tachtav, Mishinis Arsa Zinsa, Safak Ein Tachtav, Al Kainim, Mishinis Arsa Zinsa. Safak Ba'inis, Safak Viratzai. So the Gemara says, you're right. When it comes to an Eishes Yisrael, maybe this is the Svek Sveka, because if it was Ba'inis, she's Mutter. Says, but you're right. That can't be. Light Sricha. Eish is kain, be'iba yisema. Eish kain is aser filu be'ainus. Kain dekibul baser vuav dushim pachas bashim. Now you know what Taisus meant. Taisus daf beis. She was mekeb kabel kedushin. So Rashi explains what's the issue here. Eish is kain is straightforward. A pusim be'lashkil moshana va'achshav higdaila u'pitui el pitui ve'ena ainus. She's a gedaila now. And now, therefore, it's not an Inus. Hilka chad sveiki ika. It's only one suffix. Suffix, Inus, suffix, ratzanav. Suffix, tachta, sain, tachta, leka. Can't be that maybe she was mizana tachta. Why? Because the basulel would have been chayzrin. She's pasuk, pachas, megim, oshanam. The basulim grow back. The fact that there are no basulim now make it impossible that it happened before. And therefore, there is only one suffix, and therefore, she is Aser. And the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? And the Gemara goes on to discuss several places in Shas, which already will repetitively tell us this question. Now that we've established what the two Sveikas are, we can go back to Taisus and Daf Beis. Taisus knits together the two Sugyas. And Taisus says, back in Daf Beis. Attacks Rashi, pshat, on the last two lines. Rashi says, what's the issue here? Edom are going to come. Maybe people are going to say, oh, yes, I know that she was Mizana with X because of the coil that he is Goyrein. Says Taisvis, what's the Raya? He's not Nemon and Achinami because there is Inyane of Sveikus in the Gemara there. How can he answer her? But we're not talking about Aser girl. We're talking about effectuating a coil, which by definition is going to bring people into the best. So Taisus deals with this. And then Taisus gives two terutzim. Let's focus here on the second teret for a moment, on the band. Taisus says, even according to Rashi, that's not the aside. It's a combination of Rabbi Abin Tam's sfer earlier, Bizbara Dover Al Yidei Edim, and then Taisa said that makes sense in the Gemara later. So I just want to raise one issue with you so we understand in the tie-in to the sugis of Daf Ches. And again, the yisoid of what I'm trying to say is that Daf Beis really, in addition to the sugya of Shaktu and Oines, which we'll raise before we close, it's impossible to learn Daf Beis without learning this Tosis, which is the centerpiece of Daf Beis. But this Tosis really is a connector to Daf Tes. So Rashi, when he focuses on the fact that it should be Meitzia Koil, and that will bring Edim Libirure Hadabar. The Kashan Rashi is, why do you need this? Why is there not a heter of Svek Sveka? Gemara itself, on Daf Tes, brings up the question of Svek Sveka. So why, according to Rashi's pshat, why Chacham required to misakin that the psul should be nisus kadeshi zbaradavar? What do we need a mirror for? After all, ilchatchila, we should be able to be simech on the concept of svek svek. Did Achrenim deal with this? And it's a very serious question because in your idea, svek svek is one of the basic principles. The Seifer explains that Rashi holds that there are various different types of svek sveka. One of them is called the svek sveka she'efshar livirurei, a svek sveka which you can be mevar. In such a case, you cannot be mekel. You taka mechuyu to be mevar. This is discussed in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya. The Shach has a famous chibur called klolei svek sveka, and there in Islam at Hay, the Shach talks about the difference between a svek sveka, which is asali berure, and a svek sveka, which is not. So the machmirim hold that once you can be mevarer, the suffik, a svek sveka, doesn't matter it. Take the issue and do an investigation. Says Chaim Sofer. This is the machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, and Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds where there is a svek sveka, you are mechuyu to be mevar. That's why Rashi hinges the entire sugya on the fact that an investigation will happen, and you are mechuyu to be mevar. Tosfos holds like those shitais later in the Gedalia Achrona that there's no chiyu to be mevar besvek sveka, and therefore it's hetz mutter, and that's why Tosfos is looking for another reason why there should be an iser, because otherwise, l'chayra, the kasha remains. Why isn't there not an ongoing heter for a svek sveka? What is this machlekes? So this is, as I said, b'ikar a machlekes, obviously, in Yerideya and Hilchos Issur v'Heter, but the Achrayim use this sugi here to explain this. The Shemaitis, Rabbeinu Abtesa Choshen, referenced these sugis when inyan a svek sveka. Rav Cheskel Avramsky in the Chazon Yecheskel says that if Svek Sveka, which is Mutter Livrarurei, is totally in the side of what a heter of Svek Sveka is. Is it Midin Roiv? Meaning that the let's use the right English word, the conglomeration of Svekais automatically create a Roiv. As you know, there is a serious heter in the Torah called Achrei Rabim Lahatois, which is the side for the heter of a Roiv. And the Shaila is, if you have a Roiv, two Sveikos, this by definition automatically create a Roiv Latera. Or in this case, if it's Suffolk Gazette, is it mutter to be Mekel? If it's Midin Raiv, then therefore, Efshel Levar, you can't be Mekel. Like any other Raiv, you can be Mevar. This is right at the beginning of Yerideya, Sif Aleph, Simen Aleph. But if, however, it's in the Cheshkita, if, however, it's because a Suffolk, which is a Suffolk Gazette, then it's mutter to be Mekel, and therefore, even if it's Efshel Levarure, it is mutter lahakal. So the yisayid, the shaila is the yisayid of what is the din of svek sveka totally on. is svek sveka midin roiv. Roiv tzedadim are conglomerated with each other to create a heter, and therefore it's mutar lehakel. If, however, it's midin roiv, and therefore if it's efsher levarer, you can't be mekel. Like the roiv, which is chayav levarure in cases of yeridah. This is a little bit of a insight into the question of svek sveka. As I said, the reason why I focus on this is because the way we learn Be'ilin 8 weeks from now, you may not have had the ability to focus on this Taisvis Shemoyalei Tainis Besulim, but it has to be learned in conjunction with the Sugyan Daf Tes even now. Okay, just a few moments here of an introduction to one of the Lamdas Sugyas in Daf Beis, which is the Lamdas Sugya of Oynis. The Gemara here goes through various permutations on what happened to the what happened to Oynis. If a person was not able to say I give his mavalei nisu, under what circumstances, as the Gemara, as you will see over the next day or two, what is considered to be an oynis? And the Gemara says, whatever discussion you have legabe oynis, legabe the chiyuvim of eris and nisuin, le'enyan gitan enikain. This is a sugya which is shaskatan, because l'chere gitan is a separate mesechta. So why is it here? But it is, because that's what mesechta ksubis is all about. We had a fair amount of this in Yevamos too. All of Shas, you have sugyas knit together. But Masechta Ksubis is unique in its appellation of Shas Katan, which is what the Achrayim of the last eras call it. I didn't invent this, obviously. And that is because you have sugyas shleimos, which can be learned totally on its own. So the Gemara here, Rava, says on the middle of Amud Beis, Inyan Gitten Enikain. Says Gemara, why? No tainus oinus helps in a get. Meaning, if you gave a get on the tanai, there is ain oinus the get. Rashi Namid Beis explains, alaficha kai dashminan she makavis oinus pektrasim and amazainais. The Gemara is here talking about under what scenario. If there was an oinus and he couldn't be kainus, he's part of the zainus. In a get an ain tainus oinus ma'elis. If nothing get lishtav nas, so we have a zman plainly a get, the lebahar is a get, veni yachal leimer oinesis. Says the Gemara, in a get and ain't a cain, almaksava rava ain't oines begitten. And then the Gemara goes through various mishnas and okimtas from getten to point out. So somebody get a get lishtav tonight. And the tnai was miskayim ba'oinus. If there's a lach of oinus begitten, to get his bottle. Well, maybe not. Ain oinus begitten. Tainus oinus does not work in gitten, and the get is chal under every circumstance. You cannot taina tainus oinus. The Gemara brings two lishaynus in the name of Rava. In a lishna kama, there's no oinus begitten, and in a lishna basra, which is really a sugya. Carrying over to Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, there is Oinus begin. From the Gemara, we see that both Lashonos Amida the Mida Iraisa, there's no Tainus Oinus begin. You cannot prevent the get Michal by Taining Oinus. However, the Mandar who holds Oinus begin holds a Chachamim or Metakein Zatakonis Chachamim of Oinus begin. The question the Achronim grapple with is, why does Oinus help the Mivatla get? There is, and I'll leave you with this question and set up next week's shir, which, yes, is on Erev Rosh Hashanah, but that's the best time to be Kainus Chuyais Liamadin to learn a little bit. You know, the question is, why does Tainus Oinus work the Mivatla get? B'chol Terukula, there is a principle called Oinus. What's that learned from? Where is the Makar for this? And Pasuk Matayel, Anayir Alaysasa Davar, which means Anayir Marasa, that was Nenas, does not get Oinus. Normally she'd get Skilra if she was Mazana Baratzai. Says Rashi, this is where the Makar is. That Einus begin, the halach of Einus is applicable to a Naimer Rasa, and therefore, if you want to dan Einus here too, you have to apply the Shaswide halacha of Lanayer Lysasutov. So the Kreinim ask, what is the Dimyain that Rashi says? There we understand that Einus, in a case where Aisha was Nanas, a Naimarasa, what can she do? She's Potter from Einshin. Because the Isser happened. No question, Isser happened. But it happened by Karkas, Umeyat, Misyaches, the action to her. How can Einus, however, how can this be a Tushto? How can you analogize this to Einus Bekit, to Mivat Laget? After all, Saif Kol Saif, Niskayim Atanai. Rabbi Say, a fundamental question, the alumnus of Einus. Mimitzias, when it comes to Namrasa, no one is going to argue that the act didn't happen. It happened. But you can't be Ma'anashur, V'lanayir, L'Aisasa, Dabar, because the act happened, but Einus, we do not connect the act because of the Einus with a Ratzain. In order to give somebody an Einus, it has to be an act baratza, happened by karcha, it is not considered to be a maisa asura. What does this have to do with the kiyum of Tanai? Everybody holds that l'chayr at the time was mekuyim. Why should there be a tainus of Einus? This is the central question that the achronim raise, and we'll see Harav Isenu of the last star, the Rosh Hashivas, I guess in order of Bochanan, Stipler, Ravaran, Mishas Ravaran, and the Stipler all discuss this with very important principles, which apply Shaswai Ligabi Einus. Mir Tashem, that will be the Limud of the next Chabur. Everybody, again, a Mazel Tov to all the Messiah of Masechta Sivamis. Have a fruitful dive in to the first blot of Ksubis and try to remember, as I said, the connector to Sigya Pesach Pesuach. We learn, try to learn this Taisvis, Ulfichach, and we'll see you, Mirat Hashem, next week. Everybody have a good day.